This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. India's total coronavirus caseload is rising and nearing 20 million, in stark contrast to the falling numbers and gradual signs of normal life in the U.S. and Europe. Wealthier parts of the world have been able to use rapid mass vaccination programs to help keep new infections down. The World Health Organization said Monday the global COVID-19 crisis cannot be resolved unless richer nations step up and fund recovery efforts. India has seen 8 million more cases since the end of March, with Prime Minister Narendra Modi under growing pressure to act to reverse the surge. Hospitals are overwhelmed and face shortages of medicines and oxygen. Meanwhile, Europe is looking at easing travel restrictions on foreign tourists as early as next month if they are fully vaccinated or come from a country with COVID under control, and Florida became the latest U.S. state Monday to relax coronavirus rules. U.S. health officials are likely to expand use of the Pfizer shot to everyone 12 and older by next week, according to media reports. It would come just a month after the company found its vaccine was safe and effective in 12 to 15-year-olds, having already been authorized for use in ages 16 and older in the U.S. and in most of the world. But it's not available in hard-hit India. Pfizer said on Monday it has told the Indian government there is no concern over the safety of its COVID-19 vaccine, as the country insists on small local trials. Foreign vaccines not made or produced in India are required to go through lengthy clinical trials. Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, and Moderna have all been invited to sell their vaccines to the country, but none have applied to do so yet. This is VOA News. Britain will on Tuesday seek to get agreement on decisive actions from G7 partners to protect democracies against global threats like those posed by China and Russia. Britain's foreign minister said in a statement he will lead talks among the group of seven wealthy nations on threats to democracy, freedoms, and human rights. In addition to the G7 members, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, and the United States, Britain has also invited ministers from Australia, India, South Africa, and South Korea this week. Their first face-to-face meeting in 2 years will also cover the coup in Myanmar. The UK foreign minister says they will be urging stronger action against the military junta in the form of expanded sanctions, support for arms embargoes, and more humanitarian assistance. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is sending his special envoy for the Horn of Africa to the region Tuesday in a bid to de-escalate tensions. In a statement, Blinken says Ambassador Jeffrey Feltman will visit Egypt, Eritrea, Ethiopia, and Sudan through May 13th. Former U.S. Ambassador to Ethiopia David Shin told VOA Monday that Feltman's travel to Eritrea is significant because it's the first time in a number of years that a senior American official has been allowed to meet with senior Eritrean officials. The United States has been pressing Ethiopia to end the conflict in its Tigray region, which has been raging for 6 months. U.S. officials are also calling for allied Eritrean troops to withdraw from the region. Mexico's government offered an official apology Monday to the indigenous Maya people for the terrible abuses committed against them in the centuries since the Spanish conquest. President Andres Manuel López Obrador presented the apology as part of a series of events this year marking the 500th anniversary of the conquest and the bicentennial of Mexican independence. López Obrador referred in particular to a late 19th century war in which around 250,000 people are believed to have died. His government also recognized the racism and neglect that continues to trouble Maya people, an ethnic minority. Protesters in Colombia are calling for a new mass rally this week after 19 people died and more than 800 were hurt in clashes during 5 days of demonstrations against proposed government tax reform. Police say more than 400 arrests have been made, with the military deployed in some cities. The president withdrew the proposal over the weekend trying to calm the unrest, but that hasn't stopped protests, with dozens blocking roads in the capital of Bogota on Monday. Reporting remotely, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.